understand. Does this mean Cheyenne's first wedding was fake?
Oh, no, honey. It's just that when two people have been married for a while, they want to have another ceremony to celebrate.
So it's kind of like when you eat something that tastes really good, and then you burp and think, man, that tasted good.
Hey.
Hey, honey.
Oh, Mom, are those little rice bags for our ceremony?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Oh, I hope they're okay, but I'm going to need them back. I'm going to make rice pudding for the reception.
Well, you know what, Mom? You don't have to go to all this trouble. I'm fine keeping things on the simple side.
Well, honey, I'm just so excited. I finally get to throw you a wedding where it's not on the same day as prom.
Well, I really appreciate it. And thanks for letting Barbara Jean help out, too. Okay, gotta run.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Barbara Jean.
All right, Mom, look, Van and I decided that with your high blood pressure and cramming everything into 2 weeks that, you know, it might be nice if Barbara Jean helped you out a little bit.
So you've asked Barbara Jean to help make my life easier? Where have you been for the last 5 years?
Right. Mom, she's my stepmom, and she really wants to be involved.
No,
and look,
Shine.
It is really, really important to me that everyone gets along this time, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Don't give it another thought.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just don't let Barbara Jean get too wacky. And good luck with that.
Okay. Reba, I ordered a horse and a carriage, but can the horse stay over here? You know, you got all those weeds in your backyard, and Thunder will love that.
You hired a horse and carriage? What happened to the white limo?
That's a little pimp daddy huggy bear, 1985, you know. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're wanting to help, but I know you're busy just being Barbara Jean. Look, I am perfectly capable of taking care of this ceremony on my own.
Yeah, well, your daughter doesn't think so. And Reba, like it or not, I am way more qualified. Who here has been married the most recently? Let me think. Me.
I know, because I provided you with a husband.
Well, maybe. It's time you stop beating a dead horse and get on with your life.
No, I'll show you a dead horse.
Oh, bring it on, sister.
Hey. Everything okay down here?
Yeah, just talking right. About horses.
Well, actually, one end of it anyway.
Oh.
Well, I'm off to my 12-step group. Ooh, which reminds me, at the reception, no booze and no open mic.
Oh, you got it. We'll just be here getting along, honey.
Bye, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Okay, look. We wrecked Cheyenne's last wedding because of our bickering, but that's not gonna happen again.
So we work together?
Yes.
Horse in the backyard?
Yes.
Matching outfits?
Get out.
Okay.
My roots are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard. Who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands.
All I'm saying is this is our wedding. The only people who should be invited are people who are meaningful in our lives. And Bill Gates. He probably won't come, but he might send a check.
Fine, if we're just gonna invite close family and friends, I guess I'm okay with that.
Okay, you love birds. I've wrangled the caterer, hired the musicians, and ordered programs, and confirmed the minister. Dang, I'm good.
Wow, Mrs. H, that sounds fancy.
Well, fancy is my name.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Reba, wedding crisis. Talk her down.
Shouldn't we wait to see if she's going to jump first?
They've run out of pink roses. Some idiot ordered all the pink roses in town 3 days ago. Our theme is ruined.
Relax, Barbara Jean. That idiot was me.
Oh. Okay. How y'all doing?
Wow, that sounds like a lot of flowers for that small little room at the senior center.
Whoa. Who's paying for all these flowers?
We are.
Well, a wedding is nothing without flowers.
And we may need that many flowers because you're not getting married at the senior center. I got us the church.
The church? Really?
Oh, Cheyenne, you are one lucky girl because your mother is a saint. A saint with the cunning of a Bolivian street urchin. Come on, Brock. Now that we got the big church, our options are wide open. I'm thinking light show.
Oh, yeah. They're paying for the light show, right?
You know, let the moth out of your wallet, okay?
So what do you think about all this?
I don't know, Mom. I'm worried. Barbara Jean's got that look in her eye. You know, the same look that got us fireworks at Grandma's funeral.
This will not be a circus, I promise. No elephants and no cotton candy, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You got it. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
That's great, Mrs. H. Keep the cotton candy a surprise.
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I know my wife, and she loves the circus. If this is not the biggest, flashiest wedding of the year, she's going to be disappointed.
I'm not sure that's true.
Trust me, it's true.
Trust me, it's not.
Trust me, you're wrong.
Man! Would you please just let me plan the wedding and you stick to looking pretty? I promise, both of you will be happy with it.
Hello. Mrs. H thinks I'm pretty.
What do you think?
I think somewhere Jesus is weeping. I just decorated this church this morning. What happened?
Your version had a certain been there, done that, seen it, boring quality.
This is supposed to look like a church, not your bedroom. And are those live birds?
Yes. Nothing says celebration like 10 live... Make that 9 live doves. Just a sec. Frederico? Yeah, we've got a dove down. Also, I've got a heart-shaped balloon deflating near the popcorn machine. Well, what do you mean you are out of helium? Why is your voice so high?
Who's Frederico?
Oh, he's the wedding planner. Well, he's not actually a wedding planner yet. But he's the best darn eyebrow waxer at Hair Apparent. Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Gotta run, Rhett.
Margie.
Whoa! Check out this place! And a giant picture of me? You know what? You're right, Mrs. H. I am pretty.
Van, everything was supposed to go through me. Did you know about this?
Well, Barbara Jean called me and said that you decorated the place in a subtle shade of dull, so I said, work it, girl.
I promised Cheyenne everything would be dignified.
Oh, say the dignified for our funerals. A wedding's supposed to be fun. You gotta have fun. And hey, Mrs. H, I invited some single men of a certain age. I'm sure there's fire left in the old gal, huh? Gotta mingle. Love ya.
Okay, honey, look.
You look beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. One day you're running alongside their bike, teaching them how to ride a two-wheeler, and the next day they're getting married. Again.
I was just going to say, it doesn't even feel like that much of a wedding. I mean, nobody's yelling.
Look, honey, your father and I just want to take this moment to tell you how proud we are of you.
Your mother's right. You know, everything you've done, everything you've become, well, we just couldn't ask for a better daughter.
You guys, I love you so much.
Oh, we love you too.
And honey, before you go out there, well, your ceremony might be a little more flamboyant than what you thought it might be.
Oh, Mom, it's okay. Now that we're here, it's just important to me that I share this moment with my closest friends and family.
Mm. Oh, honey.
Knock, knock. 3-minute warning, people. Also, there's been a robbery at a liquor store. I'm getting a lot of interference.
All right, honey, I'll be back in a few minutes to walk you down the aisle. Remember, don't be nervous. It's just like riding a bike.
Okay. Wait a minute. Who are all those people out there?
Those are your guests, Cheyenne. Somebody's a little nervous.
But I don't recognize any of them. Mom, do you know who they are?
A lot of them are Van's clients.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got the business cards to prove it. It's like a real estate seminar out there.
I cannot believe he'd do this. I mean, we agreed that it would just be people that meant something to both of us. After all that we talked about, he packs the church with his clients?
Well, honey, it could be worse. It could be all family.
Oh. Where are you going?
To talk to my husband.
Yeah, but the ceremony is about to start.
Way to go, yappity yap. Now get out there and keep things moving, and I'll deal with this.
Okay, Frederico? Yeah. Ma'am, I don't care if you ordered pickles on your burger. Just eat it.
So he says to me, can I get an interest-free loan? Well, that's when I lost my interest.
Hey, I'm not supposed to see you. It's bad luck.
How could you do this? How could you fill the church full of your clients?
I think when you see the quality of their gifts, you might change your tune.
So you just blow off all my friends from the group?
Well, hey, it'll give you something to share at your next meeting.
Man, this is not a joke to me.
Okay, you two, let's just calm down. Now, there's a church full of people waiting to see you celebrate your love for one another, okay?
You did not listen to a word that I said.
What are you talking about? This whole thing is for you.
For me? Huh?
I don't get why you're so mad.
That's just it, man. You just don't get it.
Okay, and there's the music. Now, to sum it all up, Van, sorry, Cheyenne, sorry, and we can finish this conversation at another time. Van, would you escort me to my seat, please?
Sure. Excuse me for trying to give you the perfect wedding. Let's go. Your daughter is nuts.
Cheyenne!
Well, she is. This whole thing is for her, and she's acting like I'm some huge jerk. And speaking of huge, I got a place by the lake to show you. Now, back to your nutty daughter.
Oh, please stop talking so I can just look happy.
Why is she jumping all over me? I don't understand it. And hey, you, I got your crazy email, and the answer is yes. Mrs. H, are you okay?
Oh, just all y'all's arguing is just making me a little faint. Let me just sit down and enjoy the ceremony.
Lights and music, we're a go.
Come on, y'all! Come on out!
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes your bride, Cheyenne Montgomery!
And cue bride. Frederico, cue the freaking bride. Hurry, kill the music. Cut the lights.
Brock, you forgot the bride.
She's gone.
What do you mean she's gone?
She's gone. The bride's room is empty.
Oh, just for once, I wish she would get married without making such a fuss.
No! No!
Gone? How could she be gone?
You tell me. You're the one fighting with her.
You were fighting with her? I swear to God, boy, if these hands weren't my bread and butter, I'd...
Brock!
can't believe Cheyenne would do this.
Yeah, this is just horrible. Everything is wrecked. Kill the doves. Not literally, Frederico, just no doves. God!
Okay, nothing is wrecked. I'm gonna go find Cheyenne and talk her down. Barbara Jean, yeah. I need you to get in there and stall.
Stall? How am I supposed to stall?
I don't know, sing a song, dance a jig. Suddenly you can't find a way to draw attention to yourself?
Hey, wait a minute, I've got an idea. Why don't we renew our vows?
What?
Yeah, our anniversary is coming up. We could renew our vows and buy Van and Cheyenne some time. So what do you say, Barbara Jean? Will you marry me again?
Oh, my gosh, honey, that is the most romantic thing I have ever heard. And this time, it will be even better because I can celebrate with my best friend. I mean, I don't think Reba was totally happy for me the first time. Oh.
5 years later, and it still makes me sick. Okay, fine. Renew your vows. Play the banjo. I don't care. Just keep them busy until I get back.
I am so happy I could scream.
Oh, I hope you don't mind, Van. I just sort of got swept up in the moment.
No, it'll be nice to have someone to split the cost with.
No. No. No, Barbara Jean!
Attention, everyone. There will be a brief addition to the program. My husband and I are renewing our vows. Sorry, Frederico. Sorry. Just...
Cheyenne? Anybody in here?
No. This is all wrong, Mom. This was supposed to be wonderful.
It still can be. In a Harlequin romance novel, French bordella kind of way.
I can't go out there, Mom. I'm so mad I can barely even speak. Van should have known better.
Oh, I know, honey. And you guys can discuss this after the ceremony. Let's get out there and have some fun. Come on.
Cheyenne, how could you do this? How could you ruin everything?
Are you kidding me, Van? This wasn't about me. This was about your clients and showing off.
So what if I'm showing off? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the things I've accomplished. I thought you'd be proud, too.
The things that you've accomplished?
Okay, let's keep this in perspective. Now, we gotta remember, the reason we're here is for you guys to celebrate your love for one another. Yeah.
Van, you were only supposed to invite people that were meaningful to both of us.
My clients are meaningful. They mean money.
Okay, you know what, Van? The people in my support group mean something to me. I wanted them here, too.
And also, because when you're in love, you always forgive the other one.
Do you know why I didn't invite your friends? Because they depress me. All those people with all their problems depress me.
Van, I'm one of those people.
And it's important to remember that weddings are very stressful. So let's just take a step back and take a deep breath.
The Shine I married would have loved this wedding.
Well, maybe I'm not that person anymore.
No kidding. I mean, what happened to us? We used to have so much fun. It's like I don't even know you anymore.
I don't know, Van. I mean, maybe we're not meant to be together after all.
What? Van, go after her! Go after her!
Maybe she's right. Maybe we shouldn't get married.
But you're already married! Oh, how could this day get any worse?
Reba, come quick. I want you to be my bridesmaid.
Van, help! Van, help!
Reba, this is so beautiful. Just like out of a dream. You know, Frederico accidentally let 3 doves escape. I caught 2 of them. The other one hit a window.
Barb Jean, let me go.
But you need to give me away.
I would love to if I could find any takers.
Let's stop touching now. You're kind of clammy, okay?
Hey, what's going on with Van and Cheyenne?
Okay, the kid's wedding is off. Sorry. They had another fight, and they were in the bathroom, which is a bad place to have it because the echo makes it sound far worse.
Oh, my gosh. Are they going to be okay?
I don't know. I guess I better say something.
Frederico, Reba's going to speak. Give me a drum roll and a pin spot.
God, you are useless.
Hello.
Thanks for coming. Traffic was nuts, huh? Anyway, the kids had a little misunderstanding. I'm sure they'll be okay, but... Oh.
Reba?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
So if y'all will just kind of hang in there, I'm sure it'll be... I'm gonna sit down just for a second, okay?
Reba?
Oh.
Reba, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Who let the doves out?